The wars in Iraq and Afghanistan are taking a toll on American troops and the equipment they use, tanks, Humvees, and helicopters. The Pentagon is asking Congress for more than $13 billion to repair and replace machinery. And this morning, we'll meet some of the mechanics who would make those repairs. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
Inside a corrugated metal garage at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, a small group of Army mechanics spend their days dealing with a different kind of war casualty.
This is a Humvee. It's a hardtop Humvee. It has multiple uses within the Army.
Major Terry Westcott gets these Humvees after the Army's used them. Westcott runs this repair shop, what the military calls an equipment reconstitution site. Mechanics here tend to vehicles from Army Reserve, Civil Affairs, and Psychological Operations units. Most have come back from Afghanistan or Iraq. And Westcott says they often bear the scars of war.
The extended use of the vehicles in theater, of course, causes more, just the desert itself causes more wear and tear on the vehicles, as well as some of them had sustained battle damage and so forth. So they do the repairs here, and when it comes back, it's in like new condition.
Getting equipment back into new condition can be challenging. Many vehicles have severe body damage or are in need of complete engine overhauls. Out of a recent group of 38 Humvees that arrived here, only 8 ran. Sergeant Seferino Lopez, a mechanic from New York, says vehicles coming back from the Middle East often look ready for the junkyard.
Some of them, they've been hit with who knows what over there, ran over who knows what over there, or just got smashed into, you're taking fire from one shot or another, and people have a tendency to either hit the brake and hit the gas, and if somebody hits the brake in front of you, when you hit the gas behind them, they come back pretty messed up, some of them.
Still, Fort Bragg mechanics can fix most of these vehicles and return them to duty. While the reservists here at the reconstitution site tend to tires and batteries and windshields, other soldiers on base replace engines, do body work, and give each truck or Humvee a fresh coat of desert tan paint. Army vehicles have a minimalist design that allows even severely damaged ones to be fixed in a week or two. And Sergeant Edward McNair, who used to own an auto shop in the civilian world, says in some ways this work is easier.
The military got a standard to it. There's a procedure that they must go through. In the civilian sector, there's not a procedure. Anybody come up with any question, any way they want it.
So if you don't replace my oil with the kind of oil I want, you'll hear about it in your own shop. But here you know what the rules are.
I know the rule. We got one standard size oil. That's what we put in everything. It ain't like they're going to get Pennzoil.
The Army operates several repair depots around the country where mechanics fix vehicles, upgrade armor, and also work on broken radios, generators, and other military machines. It's a job that's become especially important as U.S. involvement continues in the Middle East. At a recent congressional hearing, Army Chief of Staff Peter Schoomaker said military hardware is under what he called unprecedented stress.
The destruction of equipment, the wearing out of equipment is accelerated over what it was before. I mean, we're wearing out helicopters and trucks, Humvees, tanks at rates that are 6, 8, 10 times in some cases what we're programmed for. So obviously combat action is destroying equipment we've committed.
Last year, Congress appropriated $17 billion to repair and replace Army equipment, a sharp increase in funding from previous years. But while Schoomaker says that's reduced the Army's maintenance backlog, repair depots still are working 20 hours a day, 6 days a week. And Schoomaker says billions more must be spent on machinery, so soldiers overseas have equipment to fight with, and units at home have equipment to train with. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.